Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to another episode of the Awakening series right here on AM Inspirations. If you can remember, on our sitting on Friday, we concluded with the recognition of the importance of creating and contributing rather than obtaining and accumulating. So looking at the top, from being self-aware, from yourself, giving love to yourself, you begin to also realize and start to look around in life and start to give thanks to the simple things that you have been blessed with. Things that millions of people upon this face of the earth can only dream about. Simple things such as a full refrigerator, clean running water, a soft warm bed, and the freedom to pursue your own dreams. And then, all in all, coinciding with this, you begin to love and to care for yourself. You stop engaging in self-destructive behaviors, including participating in dysfunctional relationships. That is a choice that you need to make. Do you want to engage in self-destructive behaviors or not? If you are going to be going on the new route or the new way, journey of life, and that is truly accepting yourself, then you want to stop engaging in self-destructive behaviors, including participating in dysfunctional relationships, such as maybe even a friendship or even relationships with maybe a colleague or sister and so forth. Then you'll think to yourself, this feels so good. I'm on the way to accepting myself. What can I do more to really bring that balance into my life, to really bring that change into my life? So you see yourself as a new person. Now you're being optimistic to thinking about, maybe I should change my diet. So you begin to eat a balanced diet and exercise more, as well as incorporate some water into your life. You'll find that exercising and incorporating water and connecting with people will make you a much more pleasurable person. You will enjoy life a bit more, and you'll come to that standstill where you'll think, wow, why didn't I do this any sooner? Why now? Remember that there is a time for everything. Because of the fact that we have learned over the years that fatigue drains the spirit and that creates a certain doubt and fear within yourself, when this happens, when you feel fatigue and you have that doubt and you have that fear, you need to give yourself permission to rest. Give yourself permission to take in what it is that you're feeling, to acknowledge that you are feeling this way, and just give yourself a chance to rest. We know that just as food is fuel for the body, laughter is fuel for the spirit. And so you make a point, make a mental note, that you need to create time for more play. Playing with your children when they come out, or even participating in family games, family and fun activities. That is what it all means. So we've spoken about being in friendships and the relationships, even between your colleagues that you have, as well as your siblings that you have. So you're learning more about the love and the relationships, how to love, how much to give in to the relationship, and when to stop and walk away, and when to come back and say, you know what, it's okay. This, that, and the other has happened, but can we put our differences aside? Because at the end of the day, you need to remember that the friendship is important. The relationship between sister and brother, that is the important one. You should have this mindset as to, you can argue now, this very moment, but the next moment, you'd be able to forgive one another completely. Allah is Ar-Rahman. Allah is Al-Ghafur and Al-Ghaffar, the most merciful. Allah is the most forgiving, forgiving abundantly. And that is an attribute that we need to put cognizance in, and we need to think to ourselves, if Allah can forgive, then who are we not to forgive? We often hold grudges all these years just over something very petty, something that maybe angers us to the core, and we say that I will never forgive that person ever. she mustn't or he mustn't come again, and I'm never going to forgive you. How could you do this? How could you do that? And we find the saddest part is we find that these disputes happen within our families. And it breaks ties with our families, and that shouldn't be. If we want to have the unity that we have within our family, within our relationships, our friends that we have, then we must be able to take a stand back and say, you know what? Agree on our differences. We are different people. We are unique, all of us. We are really unique. So we need to take a stand back, or you need to be the better person and say, you know what? I know that I have offended you. I know that I've hurt you, but can we put this behind us and just move forward? Irrespective whether you were the one not to blame, or whether you were right, or whether you were wrong. We sometimes have this ego as to, I wasn't wrong, so why must I go apologize first? That's where the ego comes in. We need to start to humble ourselves. And that is when we are going to gain more control of ourselves, and how we're going to gain more acceptance and peace and tranquility, as well as contentment within ourselves. Alhamdulillah, you've reached another end of the episode of the Awakening series. Do stay tuned tomorrow, inshallah, where we will continue on our second part, which is now going into relationships, especially speaking about the relationship that you have between your family members as well as your colleagues. The content that was mentioned in this session was from a website, which is www.inspirationalstories.com/theawakening, and that was by an unknown author. Shukran so much, and until we meet next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and have a beautiful, peaceful and content day further.